The verdict of life in prison is a victory for Zacharias Moussaoui's defense team. It argued against giving him the death penalty. Joining me now from the Alexandria, Virginia Federal Courthouse is lawyer Ann Chapman. She's part of the Moussaoui legal team. Ms. Chapman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The defendant showed no remorse for his actions. Were you surprised by this verdict for life instead of the imposition of the death penalty?
You know, juries surprise trial attorneys in every jury verdict. I think, you know, we were surprised, but we put our faith that this jury was paying attention. They spent almost 40 hours deliberating, and so we were surprised, but obviously pleased by their decision.
You've described yourself as an officer of the court, but as an attorney, and I guess as a human being, I'm wondering what it was like to defend someone who had confessed to being part of the deadliest attack in U.S. history, someone who was involved in such a grave piece of American history now.
Well, I think we were all proud to be a part of this trial as counsel. You know, the court appointed us to defend Mr. Moussaoui's constitutional rights, and I think we did so to the best of our abilities. And you know, vigorous representation of people accused of a crime is a hallmark of our judicial system. I think we did that here, you know, even in the face of our greatest enemy. And I think that's something that should make America proud, and it's certainly something that makes me proud.
Was his behavior as erratic behind the scenes as it was in the courtroom?
This was an incredibly difficult case for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was Mr. Moussaoui himself. There were, you know, an enormous amount of material was involved in this case, and some very sensitive issues in some very trying times for our country. And Mr. Moussaoui certainly is the most difficult client I've ever had.
You know, not long ago, you were standing near the steps of the federal courthouse, and just a few steps from you were family members that were also talking to television cameras. It must have been an unusual experience to be out there as a defense attorney in this case, talking about the verdict within earshot of family members.
Well, that's right, and we, you know, have a great deal of respect and admiration for those family members, and you know, have received also a great deal of support and kind words from them that we sincerely appreciated. Our hearts go out to the victims of September 11th, and I think this trial and the sentencing were incredibly difficult for those folks, and you know, we have a great deal of sympathy for them.
And very difficult, particularly for some family members who said they wanted the death penalty. They said, some of them said they actually needed that for closure, for a sense of retribution.
Well, I think, you know, in this trial we saw family members really from all sides testifying. And I think that all the victims who testified demonstrated a great deal of bravery and courage to come forward and talk about their experiences. I think we did see some victims' families calling for that. And we also saw some victims' families whose, you know, testimony demonstrated a lot of resilience, and I think those were powerful stories as well.
Now, we've got a verdict in this case. Zacharias Moussaoui was spared the death penalty. He did plead guilty in this case. Are there any further legal actions planned?
You know, that is a somewhat open question. Certainly, we don't anticipate any additional legal action. Our representation will terminate after the sentencing and a few ministerial details after the sentencing, which will take place tomorrow morning. But we don't anticipate any further litigation from this legal team.
Ann Chapman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Ann Chapman is an attorney. She's part of the Zacharias Moussaoui legal team. She's also assistant federal public defender for the Eastern District of Virginia. She spoke to us at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.